We ready to crank this baby up?
Sounds like you are, sir.
I got to go back to work.
All right, I got a thank you to go out for Gretchen, Joyful the Jackalope, and family from Indiana.
Say that 10 times real fast.
Nope. They was the one with the gumball machine lamp in the front yard.
Oh, it was a lamp. They emailed in.
They sent me a birthday gift. Grab it.
Welcome back to the duck call room.
No, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, it's the jacket.
But look, it's Si.
It's me.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's got a beard. It's a red dragon.
They got my face on this baby.
And a teacup.
Hey, look.
It wasn't the jacket.
It was the strut that got her, boys.
Are you going to wear that home?
I probably will.
You need to walk in the door.
Gretchen and family.
We need a camera.
Hey, they got t-shirts for y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, go. Okay.
I was trying to hide them by putting them in your chair, and then Hunter come in here snooping.
That's right. Hunter snooped it out.
So we missed Si's live reaction, but just trust me, it was.
Oh, I busted it out. It was epic. Like, this one right here has got my face on it.
That's awesome.
Isn't that something? Look at that.
That's cool.
I want to read what they do.
Yeah, read what they said.
Here you go.
Got a Woody on it.
I didn't even read the back. They found a whole book.
There's glitter all in the box, too.
Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more of more value than they? Matthew 6:20-6
Yeah. It's talking about worrying. Don't worry about nothing.
Now let me look at it.
And gumball machine.
Yeah, because it goes on to say right there, why worry? How many more days are you going to add to your life by worrying?
That's a biggie.
Zero.
That's a biggie.
Martin, like, I have a scarf with
that. That's for Christine.
Wow. Oh, dang.
That's in the note. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to put this on.
So Si and Christine can wear matching jackets and scarves.
Take her out.
He's got a scarf.
Yeah.
Scarf goes to Christine.
Yeah. You need to take her out on the town now.
Oh, we did last night.
Well, you need to go back and get all dialed up in your new clothes.
Run it back, he says.
Run that back in there.
Run it back. There's a jacket, a scarf.
That's pretty awesome.
And they knew what size we were. There's no medium t-shirts in here.
I love it. Me and my husband have been listening to the Duck Call Room for a few months now when I heard the story of your lost silk red dragon jacket. The gift giver in me sprung into action. I ordered a jacket and I began stretching out. Sketching out a side dragon, which became two side dragons, which turned into t-shirts for the rest of the duck call room. You bring a lot of laughter, joy, and gospel truths into a fallen world that needs every bit of it.
Don't show him that.
I appreciate it. I'm not going to read anymore.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So what's your opinion on Butterfingers? Because the jacket.
Brandon Gretchen, a.k.a. Joyful Jackalope. And I can't even pronounce it. How do you pronounce that?
Michaela. That is
Amos
spelled.
And Griffin and Cloud. Or Claude.
Clyde.
Chloe. Maybe their last name. Hey, also there's candy jammed in the pocket.
Give me that.
You punk.
I was like, why?
I didn't even check that out.
What's in the pocket?
You always check the pocket.
Yeah, check the pocket, boy.
What's in that one? Some more Butterfingers?
More Butterfingers.
I'm not a
Butterfinger. You boys want a Butterfinger?
Absolutely.
I want 15 of them.
Can you have any of them, Governor?
How much sugar's in there?
Now this is the only way to start a podcast.
I don't know, but look, it says gluten free.
Well, give me that.
There's one surefire way to find out how much sugar is if you eat it and then check your phone. You'll know.
We hear alarms going off.
It'll go off.
It's gonna sound like them tornado sirens. By the way,
this is a little. I think I'm gonna have some.
I'm out.
Because I got to go back to work after this anyway.
Before we get too far enthralled in today's episode, look, our thoughts and prayers are out with everybody.
Oh, good grief.
That has been affected by these spinning clouds going through the Midwest. Oklahoma, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska. Wow, man. You folks took it on the chin. So, yeah.
You said it earlier that you was either too young to really even think about. Was the weather bad, that bad back when you was a kid?
Well, I mean, really, like, that's what I was asking Si before we were recording, and before Goblin and Johnny D were even in here. I said, when I was a kid, was weather always this rough, or was I just blissfully unaware because I was a kid? I just don't remember this, like as a part of my childhood growing up where we had to worry about tornadic thunderstorms.
I think it was the same, but now there's just more information. Jared Floyd didn't come on the news when we were kids and say, hey, take shelter immediately, because they didn't know.
Oh, yeah, we just had Freddie.
Now it's like, hey, you watch it nowadays, they're like, hey, if you live in Indian Lake subdivision, you need to take shelter because you're about to get, like, they just know more now.
Yeah.
Maybe back in the day, it was like, hey, strap in. Who knows what's about to happen? Yeah. Yeah. And we were all blissfully unaware of things.
Yeah, you just got a tornado warning, and then you hope for the best, and hopefully one didn't come. But, yeah, now you know.
Usually that, we don't get them, though.
Yeah, but you know the address of it now. Like, one of the guys that I've met through all this stuff, he's a big YouTuber, Flair. Like, he's one of the Googan guys and whatnot. He took a direct hit.
To his house?
Yes. Mm. Like, I mean, just destroyed his – not to his house – was on the other side of the property, but like his barns and where he keeps all of his equipment and all that just leveled. Just, I'm talking about just leveled. Like, now, you know, he's one of the fortunate ones that's got a very strong cash flow income, which it's not going to affect him much other than the cleanup process.
But that's going to take a minute.
Yeah, and the insurance claims. But I mean, there's so, when you see the power of them things, man, that's.
There was a car up there by Kentucky Lake.
Yeah.
Where I was at, you know, there was one there a few years ago.
Yeah, during the winter. And during duck season. Yeah.
The car is wrapped around a tree. The back tires are touching the front tires.
And it's still in the tree?
Yeah.
And wrapped it around the tree.
That's what,
hey, you don't realize the power.
Oh, man.
Okay, because there's a place in Texas, and one went through there in the 20s, and it took a whole town away.
Yeah.
All that was left was slabs of concrete, okay? And it didn't pull the PVC and pipes out of the concrete.
That's what this one just did up there.
Oh, no, it was insane.
Yeah, what was that town in Oklahoma?
Can't remember, but it was bad news.
Yeah, it leveled that little town.
Well, what got me about that one, it was a pretty good sized town.
Yeah.
And it took everything away, and like they didn't ever find anything of it. You would figure it would have dropped it out somewhere, but nope, it took this town away, and there was never even seen anything left.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
You know where it is?
Hey,
over there.
Space.
I was gonna say Oz, but it seems
I don't know where it was.
I mean, that's what happened to Dorothy.
Yeah. But I mean, driving through it, I had a weird feeling looking at just the concrete slabs.
I've always said tornadoes are like one of the coolest things that happens on this earth, as long as they're in like a middle of a wheat field going across, like as long as they ain't tearing up nothing but dirt.
Yeah, but like, wheat's expensive.
Yeah, I know. But if they're tearing up dirt and
pile his insurance,
if it's just tearing up dirt and trees, man, that's a cool thing to see.
Like, it's insane to follow a path of one, and you see pine trees that could make great telephone poles. They're that big, and they're snapped at about 8 foot tall.
Yeah, just boop.
I'm talking about everywhere it went, that little whip, I call it a whip, was just pick, 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 snapping like every tree that come in its reach.
Looked like a giant bush hog went through there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aren't they coming out with a new Twister?
Are they?
They are. So.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I mean,
you don't want to be in one.
No, I want to see one. I want to see one, but like I said, like tearing up the wheat from like 2 miles away, I ain't got to go get up in the middle of it. Like
from 2 miles away, that's what YouTube's for, man.
Yeah, I know, but you're not there. Like
2 miles is too close.
I was going to say, what if we have tornado chasers?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd kind of want to ride with them.
No.
But I'm kind of a chicken too, you know?
Amen.
But it'd be cool.
Wouldn't it be terrible?
No, thank you.
Had to be a
tank. I'll pass on that.
He said nothing.
I'm a sigh.
No, I'll pass on that.
I don't want to test God's wrath.
No. I just think it'd be cool to see, but from a safe distance. But still, like YouTube. With your own eyes. Yeah, that's not the same.
From West Monroe, Louisiana.
No,
that's where I want to watch it from.
Weather is can brew up some.
Oh, it's gnarly.
Yeah, I just wish it around here it quit coming in the middle of the night, because that seems to be the only time it comes.
My house got no power. Shaking last night,
buddy. Yeah, wasn't that something?
That thunder was for real.
A big old tree fell down there by Country Corner and took all our power out.
So you ain't got no power
still?
I don't know. I may have it now.
I'll check.
Wow. So your mask went off and everything.
Oh yeah,
it woke you up. No doubt about that.
It did.
Wow.
I'm sorry. But it's just weird to be at the age where when the power goes out, we talk to our friends like, oh man, yeah, your CPAP machine cut off that happened.
Oh, that's where we at.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. Yeah. We ain't talking.
Never even thought about that until this moment.
Yeah. We ain't talking about your Xbox went out or your TV went out. Golly, that's you was up the rest of the night.
You gotta have that. Breathing.
You gotta have that to live.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'll be holding my breath at night.
What you doing, Galvin?
I'm hiding behind this fast-growing tree.
For those of you who can't hear, he is hiding behind the fast-growing tree. Look at it. It's going to be taller than you soon. How fast they grow.
It's better than a fence.
That's awesome.
I'll tell
A live fence.
Because, you know, good fences make good neighbors.
That's right.
But if you don't want a dead wood fence, get you a live wood fence. That's the coolest thing about it. And fast-growing trees, they help you out, whether you want fruit trees, shrubs, bushes. I mean, you just name it, and blockers. They got it.
Huh? Maybe.
Blockers.
Blockers, yeah.
You just want a tree that'll grow fast.
Or that.
And they've got the research done, and they'll tell you that if it'll grow or not in your area.
I'm telling you.
That's what you need right there.
That's the handiest thing, because you don't want to waste your money on something that ain't going to make it, even if you buy it, you know, because you wanted it. Like, that ain't going to work. Yep. So you type in your state. And then they give you a whole list of stuff that will work for your zone and your region. And that's a pretty cool thing. Saving you time, saving you money. Like I knew when I clicked on persimmon trees, I didn't realize there were so many different varieties of persimmon trees, but there are. So I chose the one that grew best in Louisiana, and that's what I ordered and planted in with the boys in mind. So.
Oklahoma has a very
trying to get them deer
persimmon trees.
Hemmed up. That's what she's doing.
Well, I'm trying to, not have to put out as much corn in the backyard to keep the deer coming, you know?
Yeah. But, smart.
And then I can slide over and close the gate.
I know how you think.
Oh, but look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you are interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee. They offer free plant consultation forever. So if you don't have a lot of space and you're wanting to put some stuff in some pots inside your house, they got you. They can tell you. The experts at Fast Growing Trees curate thousands of plants so that you can find the perfect fit for your specific climate, location, and needs. You don't have to drive around to nurseries and big gardening centers. You don't have to pay somebody to do the landscaping at your house. They can do it, and you can talk to a plant expert about soil type, landscape design, how to take care of your plants, and everything else you need. There is absolutely no green thumb required. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code DUCK at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
Tell them we sent you.
Guy, when I saw you and Miss Paula went fishing,
your power's back, guy.
We smoked them.
You smoked?
I smoked them.
I
watched her catch them.
That's good.
Old camera dude got in on some, too.
Oh, Jared Living Proof?
He found the best camera down, so let me catch
him. What'd you call him?
That's his Instagram name. It makes me laugh. I don't even call him Jared. I call him Jared Living Proof.
Why is that? His last name Proof?
No.
That's pretty cool.
His last name
is Living Proof.
He says he's living proof of what Christ can do in a human. So that's awesome. Why his name is Jared Living Proof.
Pretty cool.
No, he's something now.
The wind was howling.
Oh, it blew all
we
weekend.
We went to Caney.
Ooh. Mm. But you caught you something. That's good. Is that what you got Miss Paula for her birthday, a guided fishing trip?
Yeah. She loved it.
A man's made it.
I think I caught two.
I don't know how many we caught. We brought home 27, but we caught a bunch of small ones too.
Hey, that's enough. That's enough.
I think
to
I caught
right
two of them. They caught the rest.
What did you get Miss Paula for her birthday? You know, since Paula and Brittany share the same birthday.
I ain't got her nothing yet. Well, I got
it's
her.
Tomorrow.
We going to head down somewhere and go hide for a week.
Oh, Goblin taking vacation. Okay.
You on vacation? Where are you going?
Over there.
Galveston.
Hey, there's a place you don't go.
It's on a dirty water beach.
No, there's a place you don't go once you've made it on TV, and it's Galveston.
Yeah.
Poor Galveston. This is airing a week after Charles Barkley just ripped all of Galveston, Texas, a new one.
But God bless Charles Barkley.
Good night, Galveston. It is gross.
That man makes me laugh. Man, he makes me laugh.
Schlitterbahn's cool, though.
Is it in Galveston?
Is it?
I don't know.
It's somewhere.
I don't. It's not San Antonio.
I feel like we can't make fun of the Galveston beaches.
San Antonio.
No, we ain't got water you can see through anywhere in this state, so we can't make fun
of it. I wasn't talking about us. I was talking about a lot of our fans go to Galveston.
Oh, probably.
I've been to Galveston.
Have you? I ain't never been there.
It is not impressive.
We went to Rockport one time.
Glenn Campbell liked it so much he wrote a song about
that was.
Have you ever been to the beach at Darbone?
Yeah. I mean, I've driven by it.
Yeah, that's Galveston.
I ain't never been there. I've never stopped there.
I've swam there.
At Folly Beach?
Yeah.
Really?
Huh. It used to be the place to be back there. Well, that's probably before you were born.
Back in the 1900s?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Yeah. Way back in the 1900s.
Where all the rednecks hung out.
Galveston?
Folly Beach.
Oh, my bad.
Folly Beach. We went to, when I was in probably the age you're talking about, we were always on the river, like at Long John's.
Well, that's if you had a boat.
Oh, yeah, because you can drive up to Folly Beach. You ain't got a, you ain't got a boat there.
No.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. It's hard to think
about. When we got a boat, that's what we hit.
He went to the river then, upgraded. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, the river beach would probably be a lot like Galveston. That Washita River water is that same color.
Very Galveston-y.
Yeah.
Galveston is basically a river.
And you could catch drum out of it, too, just like the river.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man. Charles, you're a national treasure. And if by some chance you or any of your team listens to this, there's always a chair in here for you, Mr. Barkley.
Barkley, you're more of the rank. I've met Charles Barkley. I ever told you about that?
Tell me about it.
We were in, I was helping Willie. Willie was in a celebrity golf tournament, and all the people that weren't that good at golf tee off at the same time, so it was like Willie, Larry the Cable Guy, and Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah, Chuck's trash at golf.
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm not lumping Willie in any of those categories, but... Oh, I was a caddy.
Yeah, but he can't putt, so it's fine.
It was a struggle. Willie goes to tee off, and Charles Barkley just booed him for a good 5 minutes. It was hilarious. And the whole crowd...
Did they get involved in it?
Who, Charles?
Yeah,
they were. I mean, it was a competition for last place between Willie, Larry the Cable Guy, and Charles Barkley. I think Charles won.
Yeah, those guys are definitely not there for their golf prowess, but more for fan interaction and entertainment. That's what they're.
And I got to hang out with Charles Barkley. Every time we got to the next hole, he would want to sit down. And
Big Chuck,
that was right up your alley.
I was like, man, I like Charles.
We're gonna take a break here.
Nah, Big Chuck, he's special. He's funny now.
He's phenomenal.
But seriously, Mr. Barkley, you're always welcome in here.
That would probably be, I mean, we keep shooting for the moon.
Yeah.
Shooting for the moon.
But I'm for it.
Well, hey, if you don't ask, you don't receive.
Yeah, you never know.
That's what Jesus said.
I mean, what's the worst thing he'd say? Somebody show him his clip and he said, no. That's fine. He wasn't going to come anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Judging by his opinion on Galveston, Texas, I doubt Westminster, Louisiana's on his list.
Now, he may have to zoom in. He may not want to stop here, per se, but.
It's a good point.
You know, but maybe.
You never know.
Hey, we make whatever accommodations we had to for Chuck.
They get that.
Hunter, get on
there. They get that Bucky's over. He might come.
So y'all going to the beach. I'm guessing y'all are going to head east to the beach since the west beaches are out. You going to stop
at... I'm not going to tell you. This
gonna stop? No, but I'm just saying, you going to stop at Bucky's? If you're headed east to the beach, you see a Bucky's.
Well, yeah, we'll pass that.
Yeah.
But there's nothing down there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. You
don't know how far I'm going.
No, and I ain't trying
to be on a run, boys.
I ain't trying to hone in on your vacation.
We're going to go down there and stay right where we stayed when you got married.
Oh, really? There you go. Look at there.
That bed and breakfast. It's a cold bed and breakfast.
Spoiler alert, I ain't getting married again.
Me either.
I'm done with that.
But I'll go down there anyway.
Yeah.
Act like you are. Do the same things.
Mm.
But that was a pretty, I forget what it's called. Dad burnt. It's an old house on the beach.
Really?
Well, it's between two big hotels, but
yeah,
it's pretty neat. It was for like one of the first houses down there.
You and Miss Paula are going to sit there and sip coffee and do nothing. Got no schedule, huh?
Yeah.
You going to go play putt-putt?
We might. Ride them go-karts.
Speaking of entertainment, let me give a shout-out to some people that have a movie going on right now in West Monroe. That would be the Smallbone Family.
Smallbone.
Unsung Hero. If you hadn't got nothing to do, this is a really, really good movie.
And even if you got something to do, you can rearrange the schedule. Yeah.
Well, you need to go see it. It's very, very well put together. It's their life story. I cried through the whole movie. Okay, number one.
The new movie.
Okay, Unsung Hero. It's mainly about their family. Something that happened. They had a bad break. Okay, they lost all their money. The father's business went broke. And they move from Australia to the United States and end up in Nashville. And it's worth going and seeing. This is a true story about a family, and they go through some wild times, but God is always with them, and it's wonderful to watch what God can do if we get out of the way.
Yep.
Amen.
So, It's really a fine movie, folks. It's worth going and paying whatever you pay for it.
You ain't going to catch no disagreement.
Well, I thought you said they was from West Monroe.
Huh? Well, no, it's showing.
No, you can go see it over at the Cinemark, is what he said.
What, Tinseltown?
I was trying to figure out how they got from West Monroe to Australia back to...
No, the only thing you can go see...
It was hard to keep up.
Hold on, I don't want to tell you because you just said something that, boom, big screen. That's all. It's just... You need to go see the movie because the whole time I'm watching it, I'm looking and saying, we kind of parallel here. A lot of the same stuff happened in my family.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's always good when you can see. That's why most people, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not real to them because they've never seen them interact with the human race. Well, the Robertson family has been blessed. The backbone, you know, family has been blessed.
Yeah.
We've seen them work. Okay. And it's amazing if you'll finally push self out of the way, you know, and totally commit and totally surrender to God Almighty, the scripture says it the best. He can do more than you can ask or ever imagine. Yep. Okay.
It's a good verse.
But you got to get out of his way. Let him do his thing. That's why the verse about, hey, be still and know I'm God.
Yeah, that's
you need to take that to heart.
Preaching today, baby.
I guarantee.
You know? And hey, one of these days when you're down and you don't know what to do, hey, use that verse. Be still and know that God is with you and that everything in Jesus Christ is the answer is yes. But you have to do this. You have to ask. Jesus says you don't have because you don't ask.
That's right.
So, hey, dummies, open your mouth and ask.
That's right.
Okay, and then sit back and be amazed of what he's fixed to show you.
You dummies.
Paula, is he talking about how he shows you? Paula writes down prayers every night, what she prays for, and she's got two or three books, notebooks.
You brought it up.
She'll go back and look. She'll go, look what he did here.
Martin?
What?
You know what's expensive and complicated?
Running a business?
Business.
I guarantee you it is. I mean, look, you just don't know. You think you know until you get to the point where you can see all the numbers and the budget, and then you really know how expensive running a business can be. And that's why you want to save money where you can. The easy math, less money spent on operations and multiple systems equals more money in the margin you have so that you can do things like upgrade equipment, pay your employees more, all the things, or just, you know, put it in the bank for a rainy day. You never know. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required and can be accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Look, everything today in business is more expensive. These coffee cups are more expensive. The boxes you ship out of are more expensive. The cards for the pack. I'm just talking about in the duck call world. Everything is more expensive. So you need to save where you can. Johnny D can tell you the fishing stuff is only going up. It ain't coming down.
Up and up and up.
There you go. So you've got... You got to save where you can. And look, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/duck. That's netsuite.com/duck. One more time, netsuite.com/duck. Then one day you'll look up and you'll be wearing little short ankle rubber boots with calf-high socks on.
That's right, boys. And it says, hey. Don't bother saying it again. I ignored you from the first time.
Y'all got.
I think he was personally attacking me there.
No, I was hitting both of you. That was two in one shot.
He got the
look. Because, I mean.
We got a look about us.
I mean, the only difference is Si at least wore britches.
Yeah.
It's wet outside and it's raining. Hey, I need rain socks. Boots on. But I didn't want to wear booties on.
Why are you wearing socks?
Because I like socks.
Is them boots extra tough?
Mm-hmm.
Did you store you, Sam? Is this marketing expense?
I just
the boots you're talking about. You're trying to sell.
Look at it. Now he's trying to defend it. Look at it.
What size?
Now we're going to have to reconcile inventory. We better get back on that next
These are size 13. I ordered an extra pair of 13s when I ordered them all. It's raining outside. I got to wear rain boots.
It's sunshine.
It was raining this morning.
He's a weatherman, boys.
Somebody get Jared
is
Floyd.
Is the sun not shining out there?
It is.
The sun's shining out. But it's still
wet. The honey hole, like us, got some holes in them parking lots. You still got to traverse to get to the front door.
Fill them holes in that concrete.
That sounds expensive.
Otherwise, you'd be looking like you played hopscotch to get there. You'd have to walk twice as far just to get to the door. Hey, I ain't throwing shade because this place same way. So, like, don't hear me.
Y'all got flower bushes now. What are those called?
Allegedly.
They've been fenced.
Yeah, we got some shrubs.
We got some shrubs.
We got some fast growing bushes outside the wall.
I gotta say something,
man. Talk
about this building I've left.
Go ahead.
That I used to work at. You used to work here too, didn't you? No, you worked down at Phil and Kay's. Yeah. You were the original slob.
He never left Phil and Kay's.
And as the second slob of the office, this place is too nice now. I don't like it. It gives a weird vibe. When you come in, Duck Commander, there's like. Hunter's got like a stand-up desk, like some sort of weirdo, mm-hmm. and like all the little editing people have like fancy tables and chairs in weird corners that nobody's ever going to sit in. Like, what happened? What happened to the manly edge of Duck Commander?
You know,
there's bushes outside in a parking lot. What did y'all do to this place?
Chair I'm sitting in to build duck calls, I've been sitting in for 21 years.
Yeah, and now there's chairs for decoration.
The armrest are just, the cover's gone.
It's gone. It's just plastic.
Yeah, and I'd rub them and it's all on the floor.
Oh, man.
Hey, look, if you need the ambiance of Duck Commander, just go down to warehouse. It still feels
back where Godwin's at? Yeah. Is that where I need to hang out?
Yeah. Okay. It still feels the same. But no, you come up here, we got like air fresheners and.
Yeah, like the bathroom smells good. Not like somebody just took a huge dump.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, this place used to be dirty.
Yeah,
like you'd be sitting here, and all of a sudden you'd hear stuff climbing above you. Is it a rat, squirrel, raccoon? We'll never know.
AC repairman. They all sound the same walking up there.
You have no clue. And now it
could be ghost.
It could be ghost. It
could be ghost.
Well, we've run them smooth out of here, buddy.
Yeah,
they don't want to be here no more.
It's too nice for ghosts.
I got a question.
Uh oh. All right.
You know, when Jesus went in the garden and prayed, and the disciples kept going to sleep, why did they sleep? Why was they asleep?
They were tired.
It was late at night. I have an opinion on this one that might not be.
Uh-oh.
Well, not hit.
I'll ask you the question back. What do you think?
Oh, I know why.
You know why?
You know why? Well, enlighten me.
I got an opinion. Do you want to know my opinion?
Yeah.
They just left Passover. They had a big meal. Kind of like our Thanksgiving.
What was they told there?
Sit with me and wait. Watch. I think.
What were they told?
Well, that's
where?
When he got, when he was eating with them.
This is getting deep.
He was telling them something.
They had a little communion.
Mm-hmm.
Which that put me to sleep. That's carbs and wine.
That
can't be good for the energy.
I'm not going to be with you long.
Now you're getting somewhere.
All right.
Carbs and wine got Mark.
Luke 22 tells it.
It wasn't the carbs and wine as much as that put me to sleep. I just think down about there, like a lot of times growing up and doing community.
I forget where it's
is
at.
Always, you know.
I'll let Johnny D read it.
This, where are we?
I forget the verse. It's up, on down. Look for the heading.
A dispute.
The Jesus in the garden. Praise in the
greater
garden.
You're going to deny me.
I'm interested.
He's on the Mount of Olives. Why are you sleeping? He found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Never noticed that until this very moment in time.
They were sorrowful because they was fixing to lose their friend.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something?
Their friend, their leader, their savior. That would be pretty. I mean, just think about those guys, man, walking around with Jesus. That'd be tight.
I know.
And seeing it all in living color, you know, that'd just be tight. That's why The Chosen is so good. You feel like you're walking there with them. Yeah. Like that's why that show has done and is doing as well as it's doing, because you feel like you're a part of it. I mean, Brittany even said, she said it means a lot more when you see it in living color. You know, a lot of that stuff, a lot of the miracles, and a lot of the.
Go to the picture show and watch it of season four.
I ain't seen none of season four.
I ain't neither. I'm ready for it to.
They're trying
streaming.
They about to release it or something. So says one of their major donors who just got off set for season five.
That's why I never could watch The Passion of the Christ.
What's that?
Because of living color and living color.
Oh, but see, you watch these first. I don't know where four goes because I ain't seen it. But you watch first three, and everything's good. Everybody's happy.
Mm.
Yeah, we ain't got to the end yet.
Yeah.
I like old Matthew.
Matthew, yeah, he's. They did a great job on that. The cast is well done. We're sitting here doing like movie reviews now.
Movie reviews.
We don't know what the apostles actually, his chosen one actually. What they did see when they was with him.
Oh, no.
That's one of the best verses in the Bible.
Yeah.
The very last verse of John. I think it's John. Is it John?
Had he done more than the books can handle?
Yeah.
These are just some things I've written down for you.
Here's your little snippet. If I wrote it all down, you wouldn't be able to handle it. Yeah, the last verse of John.
Yeah.
Like, so what were they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ever wonder if he was like, boom, Chick-fil-A. And it was just there. And they were like, what? And he's like, y'all are not going to believe this. Readily available every day but Sunday in the year 20. In 2,000 years, that is just the norm. Those guys are like, what?
The people will fiend over this chicken
sandwich. Well, no. That's like Peter.
Drink it while it's hot.
Drink it while it's hot. No, God, when you drink it every morning and you drink it while it's cold.
Well, drink it Luke then.
And, you know, drink it however you want to drink it. Just be sure to drink it. It's important to me that y'all know what we're talking about. We're talking about AG1 and that the supplements that I take, that's what's important to me. They got to be high quality. And that's why we've been partnered with AG1 for so many years. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. They're basically the Cy Robertson of reed making.
There you go.
They do it right, and they do it right the first time, and they've been doing it for so long. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like all your vitamins and digestive system stuff and immune and C and D. I don't know what it all is. AG1 does, and they put it all in one scoop. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C and zinc to support my immune health. I don't like getting sick, Godwin, do you?
Nope.
And AG1's here to boost that immune system, get you recovery in the morning after your workout. You know, you're just going to feel better because your immune system's boosted. You're going to be more focused. It takes care of everything all in that one scoop. I've been partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day.
Drink it while it's hot.
Drink it while it's hot. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out.
That's right. Peter actually was walking on water.
That happened.
Until he took his eyes off Jesus.
Yeah.
Then he started to sink.
See, that's season three.
Huh?
I said, that's season three of The Chosen. See, you ain't got that far. See, like, you watch first three, you're happy.
You should watch it.
Yeah.
Si,
I'd like to know your opinion on it, really and truly. I'd like to know Si.
You'd like
it. It's good, man. They did a heck of a job.
Oh, no. I've watched a few episodes. Okay. Yeah. And like you're talking about, like, you know.
No, that's what I thought. That's what he'd be.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, no, because I think about Peter, okay? Yeah. And then John, on the other hand, you know, was one that Jesus loved. Yeah. And just, you know.
Yeah, he fit that in every time he got a chance.
Oh, yeah. He reminded you of that.
Yeah.
It was just, you know.
Well, he loves me.
Well, you know, but you got, yeah. Like you were talking about, you said, you described that'd be so tight.
Oh,
it would be so just amazing.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It apparently was amazing enough for them all to go get murdered over it.
Yeah.
They're pulling a really, really weird joke.
That's why, if you had seen him and walked with him and seen everything that he'd done up to the time of the crucified him, okay, and then – you're in a closed room with doors locked?
Yeah, that's what gets me right.
And then he appears and says, hey, oh, by the way, hey, go ahead and touch for the scar is.
That's my favorite line about Godwin's speech.
No.
He said, what did you say then? I said, give me some fish.
Yeah.
Well, no, because that's Jason. Jason Riley says, crop. Hey, I'm looking forward to getting heaven because I know one thing for sure.
Fish fries in heaven.
They are going to fry some fish in heaven, Jack.
Yeah. I don't think they fried it back in, but, you know. Yeah.
They broiled it.
We're going to introduce them.
Yeah.
Godwin going to go across them pearly gates to some peanut Earl, buddy. Now, what y'all had was good, but let me show y'all this. Y'all ever had this sauce right here?
And they might be like, actually, yes, one of those things we weren't allowed to tell about in the Bible was the night we had a fish fry.
Which one of y'all got them Cool Ranch Doritos? Y'all bring them over here. We're going to put them in that batter, too. Like,
Doritos. Because we look at it when we say the world. Mm. Okay, but the Bible says he made the worlds.
Uh-oh.
That's why I said, okay, that when I meet Jesus face to face, I'm going to say, Lord, can I take about a year off and go see the rest of your creation?
You going to have all the time in the world?
Well, I know, but hey.
Actually,
I want to go see what else he's done.
Yeah.
We'll be able to.
Like, hey.
I think that. I think that's
part of the prize.
My reservation and room is ready.
Yeah.
In the mansion. And my robe is ready, and my crown is ready. That's already in place.
I think we're going to have time.
What kind of robe is it?
Yeah, I have a question.
Hey, that I don't know, I will be happy whatever it is.
It's going to have robes? A dragon on
it. Well, you have a TV robe. Hey, you have a nap robe.
I've got the promise of a robe, a mansion, and a crown, Jack. waiting on me.
I can't wait to see
my reservation has been booked.
I just hope we're in the same neighborhood. We ain't got to be next door neighbors.
Well, we don't know that. Okay. Well, hey, but we could be in the same room.
I want to be sweet mates.
Like, no, I want my mansion down the road
like
a little bit.
Like, well, no, I'm saying like
these
we can
even,
I'm not in the same room, but we share a door.
What do you
like,
think?
Like they do at them hotels that's got the door in between. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't mind being next to Si.
What do you think Gimber's yard will look like in heaven?
Oh, man.
Just a shot fired at a random old employee, everybody. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I don't know, but I bet everything will run.
Everybody will be going over. Either there or Tommy's.
Or go check Si's brother Tommy that none of y'all have ever met.
Oh, Ark of the Covenant's just out in Kimber's yard. I needed it.
Yeah, I mean,
Tommy will be trying to repair everything.
Oh, no, yeah. Tommy.
Any things need to be worked on?
It's heaven.
No, Tommy.
Well, hey, no, but Tommy's going to ask the Lord, hey, what do I need to do?
Yeah, what you need fixed around here? Oh, he's on chief of construction. Like, when he's up there still preparing stuff, Tommy on that crew.
Tommy's on the crew. Hey.
And that's where you want to live because it'll be well made, buddy. I'll tell you. There will be no shortage of nails in it. I can assure you.
Him and Mac Owens.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's going to be put together and buddy, it'll last.
They use 100 pounds of lumber and 200 pounds of nails.
That's it. It ain't coming apart, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I always knew when Tommy was in town and went to the hardware store, I recognized the receipt right off. 75 pounds of nails. Like, yep, Tommy building something again.
He's repairing something.
8-penny nails.
He's the only man I knew that used nails and not screws, too. Tommy liked to beat on that thing with a hammer.
Yeah.
He wasn't about no drill.
That is fun.
Yeah. And he was good at it. About two drives and it was done.
No. He started, my goodness, he's what, like sixth grade?
As a carpenter. Yeah, framer and everything.
Yeah.
And ended
up. He done it all.
Retired as a school principal.
Yeah, he done it all. They was real teachers back in the day.
Back in the gap.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, look how good you turned.
Well, they were.
You didn't pull that stupidity again.
You were they wasn't hamstrung, but
yeah, they made an impact on your life.
Coach Ainsworth made an impact on my rear end.
Ainsworth,
Shelby Ainsworth.
I got one paddle in school, and it was by Bobby Stokes, and I said I ain't doing that again.
Yeah,
something about a 6'8" man with a paddle it made you nervous.
You're a 6'8", mine like 5'6".
Yeah,
and buddy, he had leverage. He understood a golf swing well.
Bobby,
he knew how to get lag in them hands.
Mr. Stokes just used gravity.
Ooh, yeah.
He was coming from above.
Yeah, he used force. Yeah, he used pure force.
He a big dude.
Coach Ainsworth used physics.
And you know what? If you saw Coach Ainsworth today.
I saw him about 3 weeks ago, hugged his neck.
And if I saw Mr. Stokes,
We'd
stop and say hello, and I love the dude.
Oh, man. Every time I see all my old coaches around town, I stop and hug their neck, even though at the time I was – basically, essentially, under my breath, dog cussing them, you know, like, boy, I tell you what, I you turn me loose on you, I wouldn't, that ain't going to happen.
That ain't going to happen.
And then, you know, but then you get about 7-8 years removed from them, you're like, dadgum, they did me a lot of good.
Oh, mine's gone.
Yeah. Well, a lot of mine are leaving. I mean, it's part of the problem with getting older, unfortunately, is that comes after all of us, but...
Martin?
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
You do. What? It's a mattress and it came from Helix.
Is that
not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a 2-minute quiz and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix. And it came in the mail.
I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire and they send you a mattress that's made for you because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. They have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it because it is that, I mean, it's that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look. There you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I mean, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D, he's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
mine
night.
Mine is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire Magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. You prepared and ready? Go ahead and fire away. I'm still going to sit here and stare at this Butterfinger.
Oh, I'm not eating a Butterfinger. I am not
as soon as we get done.
Isaiah, are you a redneck, Isaiah?
Well,
I think you're going to be surprised by the answer, Isaiah. He lives in North Carolina. He's originally from a coal mining town in rural Southwest Virginia. That is Southwest in Virginia, not south of West Virginia. He's given us some information. Is he a redneck? He refuses to drink unsweet tea. Si, does that make you?
Uh-oh. That's a strike against him.
Uh-oh.
What?
He claims sweet tea
is way more accepted by the redneck population than unsweet.
But I don't think it makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
No, but if you drink syrup water,
yeah,
chances you're a redneck.
It is syrup water. Mm-hmm. He likes to pee off his back porch.
Preach, buddy.
That's just, who doesn't, though?
That's a redneck. That's a redneck.
Are you telling me that there's people out there that don't like doing that?
That don't like peeing off their porch?
Yeah.
I don't know how you couldn't.
Right. Yeah.
That was the best part about Jep and Jessica having some place in Texas. Because when the lights are off, I'm just peeing straight towards their house.
Buddy, I live in a subdivision, and I'll pee off any corner of my house if I got to pee and I'm outside. Yeah. And some nights I wake up, or not wake up, but I get up and walk outside intentionally to pee.
That's right, just to pee off the porch.
Yeah.
And howl at the moon.
Well, I'm generally watching my dog pee, and then it strikes me, too. And,
What is it that when your dog pees, you got to pee?
I don't know.
It's amazing.
All difference between me and her is I ain't got to find a perfect spot. Any spot will do for me.
And number three on the list is probably the top, so we're going to skip it and come back. Number four, I don't like the city. I like the mountains, obviously. Okay, he likes deer meat, frog legs, and rabbit. Yep.
Oh.
He has a super thick southern accent, obviously. Okay, so you're probably a redneck, but I think number three, I mean, this is just short of saying he loves Galveston Beach. Number three is my favorite vacation spot is Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg. Yep, you're it.
Why is there a question? Where is the question?
Yeah,
here?
Why are you asking, man?
Isaiah.
But if your favorite vacation spot starts with the word pigeon and ends in forge.
Yeah. The only thing that would be a bigger shoe in would be Brand Sun.
Yeah.
Or Galveston. Any of the three.
Or if you get down there in Alabama and you say, I hate Orange Beach, I'm going to Fort Morgan. I'm going down this highway all the way down there because I can't stand to be around y'all.
Yeah. Fort Morgan is.
I'm going to get out of the passenger side instead of driver's side.
The string rotted, boys.
Oh,
Fort Morgan is just a step above Galveston, probably. All right. And then this, what was it? Okay. Then this guy emails in, and I'm just going to warn you, this is not going where you think it's going to go.
Okay.
He has a church debate with his mom.
Okay.
He has a question about the meaning, come as you are.
Okay.
Last night, me and my sister and my mom got into a healthy debate about the true meaning of coming to church as you are. I take the literal meaning that I can go to church in a tank top, shorts, and Crocs as long as I'm in the church to get closer to Jesus. What I wear is meaningless. My mom and sister say that's if they don't have that, it's fine, but he should wear nicer clothes. He would like to think he's right on the subject, but he would like to get an outside perspective.
Well, there's a difference in being defiant.
There it is.
And respectable.
Mm-hmm.
You could go like that.
Yeah.
But why?
Why you want to go to church in Crocs and a tank top to prove a point, man? If everybody there is dressing nice and you're like, oh, look at me, I can be different.
You better be careful about talking
what's to the church verse in Crocs about now. Don't cause the one next
I go to church. You,
what's the verse about don't cause the one next to you to stumble?
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah, it's in there, yeah. Too.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, just to be safe, me personally, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think come as you are is okay. Meaning where you are in life. Like Galvin always says, do you wait till you get better to go to the doctor or do you go when you're sick? Yeah. I think you go when you're sick.
Yeah.
Is where the come as you are.
Yeah.
Mode of dress, I don't know that there is a dress code, but for me personally, out of reverence for the church, the building, what it represents to me in my life, I'm not wearing a tank top and shorts and Crocs. I'm not going to do it.
Yep.
But if that's all you got, go.
And if
there's worse places you could be, but if you are doing it just to prove a point to your mom, now you're being spiteful. And I think there's probably something in there about that, too, about honoring your mother and your father. And, you know, there's just a bunch of, you know, things.
This is one of them, hey, just to be on the safe side.
Put you some britches on.
Yeah.
Well, and
even if they zip off at the knee.
You don't have to go in a suit.
They can be multifunctional.
They can be multifunctional.
There, I go short legged britches.
Yeah,
but I go to church in shorts sometimes. Like if we had church tonight, I would show up wearing this whatever get up this is I got on today.
You change shoes, right?
Nah, man, I gotta sell some of these. It's wet out.
Oh, Mark.
No, I'm just kidding. Jesus, start flipping tables in that temple over there. No,
he didn't wear rubber boots over him.
What?
I said he didn't wear rubber boots on him.
But boy, hey, you never know. He might have broke out a pair.
I will add
into John.
I will add this. You've got to ask yourself, why are you going there? Why are you meeting with these people?
Yeah. To me, it's I don't get what this kid's getting at.
Yeah.
Because it's a Sunday morning. Your mom's bought all your clothes, and you're just trying to prove some weird point.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just trying to be a horse's butt. It's kind of the way the email comes off.
That's how it comes off.
You know.
It's not that you don't have shoes.
No.
And you just got to show up like that.
But
it's a Sunday morning and you probably
you've got
live
access,
with your mom.
You've got access to email, the internet, and some podcast app. So you're sending this in. So I don't think you were just walking by on Sunday morning and popped in your Crocs, in your shorts, in your tank top, which I would say to that point, hey, that guy came as he was. He popped in here, and let's talk to him, and let's study with him and do the thing.
Yep.
Again, I think it's all about your mindset and attitude of why you're doing what you're doing.
He ain't gonna like us.
Why are you going there?
It's just like it's like us during hunting season. Like, a lot of times we'll go hunt before church, and then we'll go in camouflage. Because there just wasn't enough time to get home and do all the things because we stretched the hunt to the limit. But, I don't think there's a dress code as long as it's morally sound.
Yeah. Everybody knows that you hunt and that you went this morning.
Yeah, or if you wanted to go fishing or something and you was in shorts and
but
flip-flops.
But this comes across
but this is not I was doing something else and, oh, man, I need to get there. This comes across as I'm going to do this just
because
this says I can. I'm doing this.
Look at me. Look what I just did.
You know?
Yep. Respect is a big part of this.
You start going through there and operating whatever it says, you know, what should we do with grace? Go on sinning and all the things. Like, you don't want to do that either.
We're just preaching today.
Yeah. I mean, well, of course, we ain't preachers.
No. Nope.
I like to call us common sense Christians.
We're priests.
That's what we are.
We're just regular dudes.
Yeah.
Some would call us ordinary fishermen.
Yeah, sometimes we catch them.
Godwin, were you in? Where were you April 25th?
Yesterday?
No, not even close.
What's today?
Have you been in Nashville, Arkansas in the last week?
Oh, yeah, he's up there.
Where?
Wasn't he? For that crappie tournament or something?
Nashville. I didn't even know there was a Nashville, Arkansas.
Me either.
I was in Little Rock last Thursday, the 25th.
Is that last Thursday?
I don't know. Was that Thursday?
Yeah, last Thursday. Yeah,
I was in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Were you in Arkansas?
Mm-mm.
All right.
I was here.
Can you please tell Wyatt, Austin, Logan, Hunter, and Savannah, wasn't you?
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Possible Gowden.
In the words of our man Shaggy, it wasn't me.
That is a buzzkill of an email because I was like, I knew he was in Arkansas. I was like, oh, they're going to be so sad they didn't say hello to him. But yeah. Good call. No, wasn't him.
I was in Little Rock on the 25th.
Last Thursday.
It might have been him. He's really not sure where he was 4 days ago.
I don't know. No, you were here. You were here because I remember driving on my way leaving. I drove by the warehouse and your truck was there.
I stayed till 6:30.
Yep. Wasn't him then.
Worked late.
Anyway, I got a Bible verse.
What's one of the plethora of verses
I'm gonna hit my man who just wants to wear a tank top and shorts just to prove a point.
All right, then.
Are you ready?
All right, then.
Ephesians 6:2-3. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. What language am I reading? I accidentally just went King James. We're gonna skip down to New King James because I can't read that one. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. You want to live long? Put on nice clothes and go to church with your mom.
That's right.
We'll see y'all next time. Duck, all right. We're out.